this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored.
Welcome back, folks, to the second hour here of the Concord Lantern with your host. I am Maggie Rose, or some know me as Maggie Rose McGrath. That was my great-grandmother's maiden name as well. And I am here in the Great Northwest. I'm looking out right now. We're about to get some more rain. The clouds are very overcast and gray, ugly looking. I can see snow on the mountain right in front of me on the other side. And looks like we're going to have another major, major rainstorm that's coming in. For those of you that have been listening to Republic Broadcasting Network for quite some time, know that Jeffrey Bennett is somebody that you can go to here at RBN. If you want to expand your portfolio, please contact Jeffrey Bennett here on RBN. He is very, very knowledgeable in precious metals, gold and silver. And for some of you that have been telling me that you're just waiting for the prices to come down, folks, I don't think gold's going to ever drop to where you or I would feel that we could afford it differently than right now. Now is the time to get it. If you think it's ever going to drop below $1,800 an ounce, I don't think it ever will again. So if you have a way to invest in gold, even small bits of gold, there are some places where for about $270, you can get a 1/10 ounce of gold. Get little smaller denominations. Jeffrey Bennett also has a gold that it comes like in a little sheet and you can break it off like in pieces. I've never seen it before. I don't know how it works, but he's been talking about it. And then, of course, the precious metals, silver as well as gold. He has been doing this for many years, and he is somebody that if I'm to be investing in precious metals, he's the person I would definitely go to. I've known Jeffrey Bennett now on radio. We have been friends for probably close to 30 years now. In fact, he was actually the one that invested in a studio that was out of Battle Creek, Michigan. He and John Stapmiller and Mark Kornke were running the studio in Battle Creek, Michigan. And so this is a gentleman that I didn't just meet yesterday or a few weeks ago or a few months ago or even a year or two ago. He's somebody that that I would look upon like a brother, somebody that I know that I could trust and go to if I needed advice, guidance, or wisdom. And 99.99% of the time, when I've asked him questions and he's given me an answer, it turned out that he was spot on. So definitely when it comes to expanding your portfolio in gold or silver, please go to Jeffrey Bennett. And again, for those of you that have donated here to RBN, thank you. For those of you that have or will donate to RBN in the name of my show, The Concord Lantern, please send your donations to RBN to help keep our airtime going and keep our equipment up to date and pay for our small staff there that are sacrificing so much to be there at the board. It is not easy, folks, to try to be doing four and five things at one time. And so we really do appreciate the few people that are there at RBN that are keeping us up and running. One of the things that I wanted to play for you, we are having a very serious election that's taking place here in Oregon on Saturday, March the 16th. And this is very serious because over 20 years ago, a man was brought here into Oregon who was put here basically to act like a Republican, walk and talk like he's a Republican, but he's not a Republican. He is worse than just a rhino. which means Republican in name only. This is a man who has managed to become extremely wealthy on the backs of Republicans here in Oregon and the great Northwest. He's worked his way all up to wining and dining and rubbing shoulders with who's who in the GOP in Washington, D.C. The people in the GOP in Washington, D.C. do not have any idea how they have been schnickered by this individual. And what his real background is, and the story he tells about when he was born and raised in communist China, is just that, to try to sympathy and empathy from people here in Oregon and around the United States that, oh, I'm such a devout Republican and conservative. No, he isn't. His whole job has been very successfully engineered, where he's made sure that the last 20 years plus, we have not gotten a Republican governor back in the governor's seat, and that we've had a Democrat majority that has been taking Oregon down a path where Oregonians are having to work 2, 3, and 4 jobs to survive. People are having to decide between whether they eat or pay for their medications. People are being taxed to death with their property taxes, with their business taxes. Gasoline prices are one of the highest in the nation. And now Tina Kotek, who is your illegitimate governor in Oregon, is going to talk about trying to do tolls up and down the I-5, even up near Portland, and the 205 and 5 where they meet and go to the Portland airport, because there's so heavy traffic there. She feels we can just rake in the money from toll taxes, as if we're not already getting tolled enough with our gas taxes here in Oregon. She's even talking about putting in tolls all the way down to Eugene, which is, you know, taking up half the state. And this is all, folks, this is all to pay for the corrupt policies that the Oregonian majority, the Democrat Party in Salem, has pushed upon us, that caused the Antifa and Black Lives Matter to defund the police officers in Portland, destroy families in Portland, destroy businesses in Portland, and have the Antifa and Black Lives Matter basically rip Portland to pieces. And now Tina Kotek and the Democrat majority, they want all of Oregon have to pay for them not listening to us, for them not standing up for all Oregonians, for them having mayor who up in Portland decided that he was going to march with Antifa and Black Lives Matter until they turned on him, that he was going to allow them to burn the police stations, the museums, the historical areas, burn buildings, catch vehicles on fire, and all the crap that he allowed to happen. And then while he's hiding in his home, hoping nobody's going to know where he lives. Now, Oregonians have to pay through the pocketbook because of 20 to 30 years of the Democrat majority party destroying Oregon, making us look like the laughing joke of the nation. Number two, I would say we're number one, but I was told Washington State is number one. Now, I think Oregon's number one as the worst state in the nation. So what I wanted to play this for you, because come Saturday, we are going to have 134 to 136 delegates, co-chairs, and county chairs representing the 36 counties in Oregon, voting for who they want to be their new Republican, Oregon Republican National Committee Man. Now, there's 4 people that are running. One of them is a guy that came down from Washington State. I mean, as if his state is either number one or number two, the worst one in the nation. He came down from Washington State with a background most of us don't know anything really much about him. Supposedly he had a background in theology, or was a minister or a Baptist minister or something. I'm not really sure. But that doesn't qualify him to be our national committee man, okay? He has done some good work in Columbia County, I understand, but, you know, that still does not qualify him. I've never heard of him. I've known nothing about him. And I have very close friends in Columbia County, very close friends. Now, there's another guy who's also running. Mr. Cummings is the first one. The second one is Mr. Mason. I, again, have never heard of him. Don't know anything about him. I do know about Mr. Powers. I've known Mr. Powers for years. I've not always agreed with him. I've not always agreed with some of the things that he believes in. And I'm sure he doesn't always agree with some of my feelings either. But I do believe in him. Most of the time, everything he has ever done, in fact, all the time, has been for Oregonians. He stood for Oregonians. He's defended Oregonians. He's fought against the lack of election integrity in Oregon. He has taken money out of his own pocket to pay for people's cremations where their families could not come up with the money, even on GoFundMe, to have them cremated or buried and laid to rest. He has been there supporting us when we've had our once a year convention of Eagles that's held up in Northern Oregon. He has brought Christine Hutchison into Oregon in dealing with the information that she had to give Oregonians about how our I-5 corridor is being used for sex and human and drug trafficking and prostitution, including bringing illegals over the border, and how Kate Brown and Tina Kotek were actually helping contribute to this. We have been able to expose that Solomon Yu, who's been our national committee man for over 20 years, has actually hindered the efforts of us recalling corrupt politicians all the way up to governor. We've had three recalls on Kate Brown. Each case, Bill Courier and Solomon Yu have managed to take the petition rosters and hide them and keep them from we the people, so we cannot ourselves have a independent body of people count the signatures to see if we had enough signatures for recall. In fact, when some people were starting the first and second recall, Bill Courier jumped in there with the direction of Solomon Yu and was telling people, no, I'm the one that started this recall and you've got to listen to me and we're going to do it my way. The third recall had numerous people, Republicans, Democrats, independent, non-affiliated, and Libertarian Party, all signing the recall to get Kate Brown recalled out of the governor's office. Solomon Yu and his people took those lists and took them to his home. And I guess he's in Polk County or maybe Lake Oswego. I don't know. And he wouldn't let us have the list, saying, oh, we didn't have enough signatures. And so therefore, he was going to keep them under protection because he didn't want Kate Brown to read these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of petitions of thousands and thousands of signatures from across the entire state, from all 36 counties, because then Kate Brown would know who was signing the petition for her recall. Like, she's actually going to go after each one of us single-handedly and find some way to pay us back, you know, for signing the recall, to have her recalled. And then it turned out under Oregon State Constitution, Article 2, Section 22, we didn't even have to do a recall against Kate Brown. She was in that office illegally under our Oregon State Constitution. Now, people want to know, how is it you can have Kate Brown and now Tina Kotek, Christine Drazen, and Betsy Johnson all not allowed to run for any office for 8 years? Article 2, Section 22 explains it thoroughly. And one of these days, I will go into reading that to you in another show. But I will have you know that it is legitimate and it still stands. In 1993, Oregonians decided that they were sick and tired of the rich bitches, the people with money getting into office, buying their way into office by taking money from large corporations in Oregon and outside Oregon, people that were not even in the district that the candidate resided in. And then this money was the one who was buying the elections. So they passed Article 2, Section 22 in 1993. It went into law in November of 1994. Now, of course, the Marxists, the communists, and the far left Democrats, the liberal, what they call themselves progressive, when nothing about their agendas are progressive or improving upon the lives of Americans, they challenged it. It went eventually to the state Supreme Court, the Oregon Supreme Court, which is in place by people like Kate Brown putting very liberal judges there who do not follow their oath of office and do not look upon Oregonians' best interest. They look upon just pleasing the Democrat Party or whoever's in power at the place at the time. And then from the Oregon Supreme Court, it went down to the Ninth Circuit. We call it the Ninth Circus, C-I-R-C-U-S, in San Francisco. Now, why would a federal court have anything to do with making decisions on what Oregonians are wanting and how we Oregonians should rule ourselves? We are the bosses. The Kate Browns, the Solomon Yus, the Bill Couriers, the Tina Koteks, the Betsy Johnsons, they work for us. They work for us. The federal court has no right to decide on our Oregon state constitution, let alone the amendment Article 2, Section 22. Now, what happened was they said, oh, well, we're going to kick it back up to Oregon. It's a freedom of speech. No, it is not a freedom of speech. It is something that the Oregonians passed in 93-94. So it went back up to Oregon, and in 2020, it was upheld. It is the law of the land. It is legal and lawful. It is our Oregon state constitution. And of course, people like Kate Brown and Tina Kotek are ignoring it. Many of the Republicans in the legislature, in the Senate, and in the legislature in Salem, and many Democrats are wanting to ignore it too, because them, as well as the Democrats, the Republicans too, that violated that Oregon state constitution should be removed from office right now. And that includes people that were appointed by their county commissioners, people like Senator David Brock Smith, who's now wanting to run for senator in May and be on the ballot. But he was taking money from a Democrat whose permanent residence is in San Francisco, who's registered to vote as a Democrat and voted in 2018-2020 in San Francisco as a Democrat, Mr. Thomas Tuttle, also known as Tim. Because he's a multimillionaire, he throws his name and his weight around and threatens people, and got people like Rob Taylor fired from his radio show in Coos County, because of the fact that he was exposing the truth, and he was also asking some questions that David Brock Smith, the state senator, did not want to have asked. And what's interesting is Mr. Tuttle thought, well, I know how to not violate the Oregon state constitution. I will just make it look like I'm a permanent resident of Oregon. So I will buy a vacation home in Gold Beach, Oregon, in Curry County, which is Senator David Brock Smith's county. I will purchase vacation home and properties there, maybe have one of my family members live there, and then I will register as an independent, because that's the closest thing to a Democrat, folks. In fact, many independent parties across the nation were founded by Democrats. So I will register as an independent in Curry County, and then I'll continue to donate to the appointed state senator, David Brock Smith, who now, if you look on OrStar, has over $150,000 that has been donated to him and counting. The thing is, we understand that Mr. Thomas Tim Tuttle, 82-83-year-old, the one of the wealthiest hotel owners in communist Beijing, China, voted in 2018-2020 in Oregon. And he also voted, according to Alameda County and the San Francisco elections clerk, he voted in San Francisco as a Democrat those same years of 2018-2020. These are the games that the Kate Browns and the Tina Kotek play. Tina Kotek, Betsy Johnson, and Christine Drazen, the Rhino Republican, all took over $40,000, I think close to $45,000, from Pfizer. Pfizer gave them each that amount of money, hoping whichever one won, then they could push Pfizer jabs on our children and our families and our employees here in Oregon. Basically buying them. And what happened with Phil Knight? Phil Knight gave each of these women over $1 million apiece, because all three of them looked at one point like either one of them could win the election in 2022, the same election that I was running as a gubernatorial candidate. But did Phil Knight come to Miss Maggie and say, here's $1 million for you? Did Pfizer come to me and say, Maggie, here's $45,000 for you? No, they did not. You see, I was a threat. Because of my educational background, my 35 years in the military, my expertise as a nurse and as a teacher, I would do what's best for Oregonians, and I would not take a paycheck, and I would not take medical or dental benefits from my family or myself, and I would not take a pension once I left the governor's seat. Now we have an election going on on Saturday, and only certain people can vote. And we have Solomon Yu again, this man who's been holding the Republican Party hostage for over 20 years, who was not going to run again for national committeeman, is now planning to run again, along with these other two people, Mr. Cummings and Mr. Mason and Mr. Powers, the man who has actually been fighting for Oregon in all the years I've known him. And we know that Solomon Yu had somebody Photoshop the Oregon flag with a younger version picture of himself and a picture of Carrie Lake, and saying that Carrie Lake was endorsing him. Now, she may or may not have endorsed him, or her people say, we'll say that we're endorsing him. We need to say that we're endorsing him because he's very influential now in Washington, D.C., and he can help Carrie Lake win her position that she's running for. But these were photoshops. Well, we've got actual live videos of these people who are endorsing Don Powers this Saturday.
I know.
For the committee man. And I would like to be able to play some of those endorsements for you, because I think it's very important that you guys hear these endorsements.
Hey guys, Siaka Maskwa here, first vice chair of Los Angeles GOP and all-around funny guy. But I'm here to announce my official endorsement of Don Powers for national committeeman here in Oregon. So, Oregonians, support this man. He is a fighter, election integrity is one of his huge things, and he's generally a good person. So, you want good people in office, support Don Powers. Thank you. Thank you. You got it, my friend. Anytime. Hey, guys.
Here we go, folks.
Hi, my name is Jeff O'Donnell, and this message is to enthusiastically endorse Oregon's own Don Powers for Republican National Committeeman. I am so excited to do this. I have spent the last 3 years of my 40-year career in information technology researching our elections, and almost from the beginning, I've worked with Don Powers. He is a consummate professional and tireless advocate for the rights of Oregonians and all Americans. I quickly came to trust his judgment and his advice as we worked to expose the flaws in our election systems, as well as the general eroding of our constitutional rights as Americans. Don is a true conservative who understands that the power of our government is granted by the people, not the other way around. As a national committeeman, his sense of justice and strength of character will enable him to stand up to anyone or anything challenging our party and our nation. If we wish to return control of America to its people and stem the tide of injustice and suffering, we need people with the character, passion, and integrity of Don Powers, plotting our course towards freedom for us all.
And this one, folks.
Hi, Dave Rappaport-Stansall. I'm here to talk to you tonight about Don Powers. He's running for the National Republican Committee person for the state of Oregon. It's a big deal. And there's some other good people running, too. But one thing I'd really like to see is integrity. In my 4 years of knowing Don Powers, that's all I've seen is integrity. And I'm seeing some things lately from some people in my county and other counties that aren't so full of integrity. And that stuff's got to stop. If we want to be strong as a Republican Party, we need to be strong and support each other and not turn each other down. I don't want to see it anymore. I am not about that. And everybody I know is not about that. We are tired of that kind of politics. I am sick of that kind of politics. I want to see people are going to get in there and do this job the right way. And if we don't like somebody, the left, the progressives come after you. I know all about that, being a board chair in Newber School Board. I know what it's like to be attacked, lied about. I know what it's like to have people come after you, slander you, cut the cable at your house, death threats. I know all about that stuff. I went through it all. But I'm telling you, Don Powers is the kind of person who's never had any kind of integrity with me. And he'll have integrity for you. And I just am imploring everybody out there that we cannot be like the left. We cannot be like the progressives. We've got to stop this infighting, and we need to support Don Powers for this job. He'll work hard for me. He'll work hard for you. He'll work hard for the state of Oregon.
Hello, friends. My name is Dave Clements. I'm a former law professor and prosecutor who spends most of his time advocating for transparent and fair elections. And I've had the great privilege of traveling all over our country, including the state of Oregon. And that's why I'm making this video. It's to throw in an endorsement for Don Powers for National Committeeman. He is tireless. He's posted event after event, and he gets that elections are the number one issue. You can be passionate about the border. You can be passionate about the pro-life movement. But all of those items are downstream from the ballot box. We have to make sure that we have real elections, not selections. Don Powers gets it. So please, please, if you have a vote, cast it for Don. God bless.
Now, folks, I will have two more endorsements that I will play over live radio at the end of the show in about 30 minutes that are two people that you will know very, very well, especially those of you across the United States. You know these two people very, very well. They've been traveling across the United States. You've seen them on TV. You have heard them in many of the conferences regarding what is going on with our election. Folks, if we don't get the 2020 election corrected, I don't think we should have a 24 election, because all the globalists, the Marxists, the communists, the so-called progressives, and the liberal diehards, the snowflakes, all they're going to do is continue to steal every election if we allow them to do so. We need it to be one person, one vote with their real identification that identifies who they really are. And none of this crap like they're doing in Oregon. First of all, you need to get rid of the motor voter laws in both Oregon and California. And then number two, you don't have the people like the Democrat Party in Oregon telling the elections clerk that they can go ahead and take people's ballots for 30 days after the election. That's insane. I mean, number one, we need to have people understand, if you go and allow the Democrat Party to keep telling you to vote, you know, days and weeks before the actual election, oh, go, you know, do early voting, turn in. That's because they want to know where the ballots are going and who's being voted for, so then they can know how to steal the election. So don't go and mail in. If you're going to do your stupid mail-in ballots, which I think is a lazy way to do it, and is the easy way for them to steal our elections over and over again. They learned this in France. They learned this in other countries. You don't do mail-in ballots, and you don't vote days and weeks before the actual election. You go and you turn in the ballots on the day of the election or the night before, or you go in person and do it. And none of this taking in ballots for 30 days after the election. Like in our own clerk, he's a Democrat elections clerk in Douglas County, Oregon. Dan Loomis is telling us that the Secretary of State and the Democrat Party gave him permission to take ballots with no date stamp on them and to take him in for 30 days after the election. This is very, very much a way for them to corrupt our elections. And the fact that he would even go along with this, he's a retired military man. He ought to know better how too many times veterans' votes have been disenfranchised. People serving overseas have not had their ballots counted, or people on ships and aircraft carriers have not had their ballots brought to shore and counted. To be taking in ballots 30 days after election, even a week after election, should be wrong. One person, one day, one vote, with their identification proving they are who they are and not an illegal alien or one of these persons that we heard that's been infiltrating our country from Iran and from other countries that want to do us harm, want to harm Americans. We need to clean up our elections, folks. We will never have a free country. Our votes will never count for anything. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The Conquered Lantern, a place that we're hoping to educate you, to inspire you, to have you ask the hard questions, to motivate you to go in and do the research and discovery. Do discovery for yourself. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm going to a town that has already been burned down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm going to see some folks who have already been let down.
Folks, welcome back to the Concord Lantern. You're listening to us here on Republic Broadcasting News. Real news, real talk, and real people. Real people like Francis of North Carolina. Good afternoon, Francis. How are you doing back there on the East Coast?
Oh, my gosh, gal. I'm here. I'm busy with a little one, so go figure. And I mean by livestock, go figure. Sheep, chickens, angora rabbits, go figure. Oh, my. Hey, when you come to a small farm, go figure, you're going to have livestock. At least I have fiber to work with as far as spinning to make yarn, to do garments or whatever have you. You name it. Who knows? But that's just farm life, at least some of it. That was originally why I was calling. You mentioned earlier on in the show that I was listening to about the aspect of how the veterinary system, even though it gets kind of twisted, there are some veterinarians that are decent, that are, I guess you would call holistic or whatever. that are aware of the shenanigans and so forth with how each and every cat and dog or whatever are a price point for them as far as their fund building is concerned, especially when the various corporations that are advocating and pushing the shot jabs and all that sort of stuff per creature is absurd. But it's one thing also that people have to watch out for. A lot of people think, well, that's no big deal. Well, guess what? It is. And that is the aspect that was called microchipping. Now, they generally say that, oh, that's to help keep your little one safe so if they happen to show up, we can notify you we found your little one, whether they're alive or lost their life. Go figure. But you know something? They claim that that's inert when it's ever inserted into the little one's skin. That is the biggest crock. I think I mentioned about this to you before, but I could be wrong. That's the biggest crock of BS I've ever heard, because it is not inert. It is still active, regardless, for that matter. Now, whether or not they can read it, that's another story. It depends on their machinery, for that matter. But I think their intention was to be able to do that to humans as well, but since humans learned about what was going on with that, they were, shall we say, revolted by it, the idea of being injected with a microchip or whatever. So they decided to do something a lot more high-techy, more sophisticated, more sexy than injecting into people's skin. You know what they did? They put it in your cell phone, your toys, and electronic toys, and all that kind of stuff. In order to get you to accept it,
right?
As far as the person goes, not you personally, but I'm just saying in general for people out in the everyday society that, quite frankly, they've gotten conditioned mentally to think that, oh, if I don't have this thing, I might as well die, which is right down their alley to start with. So,
right.
Go figure. But aside from that issue, the aspect of the various politicians being knocked out of races and so forth because they will not accept funding from very big corporations or multi-millionaires, billionaires, or whatever you want to call it. That doesn't surprise me because otherwise, how would they have an election unless they actually bought off the politicians, which that's the reason why I call D.C. the District of Criminals.
So exactly. That one out. I agree. And by them trying to force the coronavirus jab to be put in some of our livestock and our animals and everything, that's absolutely insane. You know, coronavirus does not kill babies and children. And the only coronavirus that was killing elderly people is because it was bioweaponized with SARS-2, HIV, and tuberculosis and other things like that. So they were bioweaponizing what is the normal cold or flu virus, and they bioweaponized it to make sure they could take out our vulnerable, our elderly.
There you go. And on top of that, talk about being so bioengineered that it's time released. So if it don't get you now, it will get you a few years later.
Exactly. Exactly. And especially if you take the second or third jab. Francis from North Carolina, thank you for calling in. I wanted to play for you, Francis, and others. This was Ronald Reagan many years ago. Let me find it here.
There is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. you and I, have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
Folks, that was Ronald Reagan. We have in the studio Bubba Scout, a Reb from Colorado. Hello there, Bubba. Is Bubba with us? I guess Bubba is not with us. Okay, folks, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play for you. This is the wisdom. This is the wisdom of a lady that was 103 years old, and she had some advice to give to people regarding life and how we should be looking upon our lives. This is a 103-year-old woman who is a doctor, and she's sharing five lessons that she believed that she had learned too late in life. Let's see if I can find it here.
People are scared, and they're confused, and they, and they're...
Let me try this again.
And they're confused, and they, and they're reaching for what I call our true humanity. Within us is the real knowing of who we as human beings are, and we're trying to be that. And so if we can find ways in which we can understand this for ourselves, pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to what is it that makes you feel good. We need a community. My spirit needs to bear witness with thy spirit. As we help others, we help ourselves. It's that life flow that is so essential.
What would you say healing is?
All healing comes from inside ourselves. We have the physician on the outside and the physician on the inside. All healing comes from within us, and all healing is based on love. That's the center of holistic healing.
Love is the center?
Yes.
I've heard that you have a mantra, and I'm curious about this, that never give up. How have you used that mantra in your life?
Well, it started with my dad, and I remember being probably 9 years old, and I was doing something, and I said, oh, I give up. And he looks at me, and he says, are you a quitter? And I thought, oh, man, that's like being a liar. No, I'm not a quitter. And if I, look back, there's statements. It's so important for us to understand what we teach our children. And these are things that were really brought to me so that I could understand the kind of life that I was going to actually live. And so, yeah, I had to make do. I had to let go. I had to. My mother taught me how to not take things in and say that was horrible. I hurt my feelings, and I could just let it go. And 15, 20 years ago, I came up with for myself, a kind of a structure or philosophy that I was building. And all I've come up with what I call 5 L's. The first one is life and love. Without life, there's nothing, you know. You can be a seed in the Great Pyramid for 5,000 years and nothing happens, until love, which is light and water and so on, softens the shell, and the light and the seed opens up and it grows. Life and love are one unit. They work together. It's like a pregnancy. When a mother is pregnant, she and that baby are one unit. What she eats, the baby eats. What she thinks, the baby thinks. It's a constant process. But that aspect of reality, that is that baby that is being nurtured and grown within the womb, doesn't really find its own identity until it takes its first breath. And then it becomes who it is. It takes the reason why it's coming into this earth. So it's this reality that life and love are one unit, and that as we work with each other that way, we can really understand aspects of ourselves, but aspects of the world around us, and aspects of other people too. The first L was life and love, and those two came together, and I understood those. But the third one was laughter. Laughter without love is cruel. It's mean. It takes families apart. It has caused wars, you know. Laughter can be cruel, but laughter with love is joy and happiness. And the fourth L is labor. Labor without love is drudgery. It's you just gotta go to work. You just gotta do this. You know, too many diapers. But labor with love is bliss. It's why we singers sing. Why painters paint. It's why I do what I do. It's why you do what you do. It's what makes our hearts sing. It's that inner aspect of our being that comes alive. And we'll work five times as hard as we were when we were dragging ourselves along with the drudgery thing. And the fifth one is listening. Listening without love is empty sound. It just doesn't make any sense. You don't understand. But listening with love is understanding. So these five loves, these five L's have been very helpful for me in structuring and understanding the philosophy and the life that I'm working with.
Because I think for most of us, that would be what we want. But we get stuck with something. What do you think we're getting stuck with when we're trying to embrace living medicine?
Because we really don't understand our own power. See, I have this kind of idea that when God created this earth, whoever God is to whoever you are, it was created the earth, and it was beautiful, and everything was in place and the way it should be. But then he created the human being, and he said to us, now you are the only creatures on this whole place that have the right to choose and have free will. So therefore, I give you dominion over the earth. And we, being who we were, decided that what he meant by dominion was dominance. And so we've taken over the earth and done what we darn well choose with it. And look where we are. So it's that reality that within us as human beings, I think, that like E.T. who was reaching for home, I think that in the inner part of us, we're all reaching for our true humanity. And that true humanity understands that we are the ones who do the healing.
When you mentioned that the center of holistic medicine or living medicine is love, and you describe these five L's, living, love, laughter, labor, and listening, and you kept relating it back to love. It really does feel like at the center of this philosophy is love.
Yes, yes, it really is.
It feels like that's what you've shared your whole career, beautiful and radical ideas, this notion that medicine could be flipped from killing to living, that we could put love in the center of it, and we could recognize that the healing comes from the inside. I think these messages are just transcendent.
And not be afraid of love. You know, it's the very essence of our being. And if we can accept it and share it and not try to, you know, you can't save it. It's an energy. You don't save energy. You have to use it. If you don't use it, it dies.
Folks, that was Motiversity. Motiversity. Five Lessons Learned Too Late. And that was a doctor, a 103-year-old woman. What wisdom. We tried to bring up Bubba out of Colorado originally. Is he still there? Has he come back? Yes, he's not there. Hey, folks, this is Maggie Rosen. You're listening to the Concord Lantern. I have my last message I have here for Oregonians, and especially for those who are family or friends of those who are going to be voting on March the 16th. I'm encouraging you strongly, strongly to vote for someone who's actually been wanting to help Oregon, has not taken Oregon down a horrible path the last 20 years as this one gentleman whose name I won't even mention. He doesn't even bear mentioning, but he has been our national committee person here in Oregon for over 20 years, involved with the Republican Party, and has kept the Republican Party from basically held them hostage and become very wealthy on the backs of Republicans. I am encouraging people to think about Don Powers. He is actually not just talk the talk, but walks the walk. And at the end of the show here, I want to be able to play these last two endorsements. This first one, folks, is an endorsement from none other than Dr. Douglas Frank, who's been traveling all over the country out of Ohio, trying to help people regarding election integrity. Now, there may be some things that you may or may not agree with Dr. Douglas Frank, but he is known as the Johnny Appleseed regarding election integrity and what's been happening with our elections for years. Remember, the CIA goes to other countries, and in order for the United States to try to be in power or the globalists to be in power, the CIA finds ways to either assassinate, kill, or take down certain governments that they don't like or don't think they're going to do the way the United States or the globalists want them to do. And so then they put up their own puppets. Well, the CIA has been playing those games here in America, too. The CIA has been trying to help push in Marxism and a global one world takeover here in America. And the CIA has been responsible with others in taking down our elections. And this Johnny Appleseed has been trying to wake up the people that we, the people, have to take back our communities at a grassroots level, one county, one state at a time. And so here we go. We'll get him in here. Let's see. I know I'm going to be able to find him. He's right here. Just a minute. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Dr. Frank here. Johnny Appleseed of Election Integrity. Spent a lot of time driving around the state of Oregon with Don Powers. He's running for the Republican Party National Committeeman. I'm endorsing him. I recommend that you do the same.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Frank here. Johnny Appleseed of Election Integrity. Spent a lot of time driving around the state of Oregon with Don Powers. He's running for the Republican Party National Committeeman. I'm endorsing him. I recommend that you do the same.
Okay, here's a letter from Senator Art Robinson, State Senator, District 2, Oregon State Senate, February 28th, to the ORP members. Dear friend, I'm enthusiastically endorsing Don Powers for the position of ORP National Committee Man. He's exactly what we need to help transform the Oregon Republican Party into an effective organization for winning elections statewide. Please join me in support of Don Powers. Sincerely, Senator Art Robinson, Oregon State Senate, District 2, and former ORP chairman, and that is from Salem. Here is this gal here, Oregon Republican Party Central Committee members and delegates. I was recruited for the position of chairwoman of the ORP by Solomon Yu in 2012 and served full-time as a volunteer using my professional marketing skills to heal the wounds and grow the fractured organization. We opened a functioning office and initiated many programs to build the pride in the Republican brand. But I heartily endorse Don Powers for the position of National Committee Man. Powers is committed to restoring faith in Republican ideals and with the fulfilling the role and the proper role of the party to elect Republicans to office. He will bring positive influence back to Oregon, where it is now so desperately needed. It's time to stop the destructive cycle of the ORP division and dysfunction. Please join me in support of Don Powers for the Republican National Chair, National Committeeman. Sincerely, best regards, Washington resident since 1975, Washington County Republican Party vice chair, candidate for Oregon House of Representatives endorsed by the Right to Life, candidate for Oregon Senate, former ROP chair, national executive director, Parents' Rights and Education since 2018, and podcast host for Parents' Rights Now as Susan Gallagher, folks. So then we have this.
Hello, Oregon. Mike Lindell here. Don Powers has worked tirelessly with our cyber team since my first cyber symposium. Since then, he's worked both nationally and in Oregon to expose the many problems with our elections. From bringing national experts to Oregon to being a plaintiff in election integrity lawsuits and helping secure critical data for our teams, well, no one has done more for election integrity in Oregon than Don. I am so proud of the work we've done together, and we continue to make huge progress. It is for these reasons that Don Powers has my full endorsement for Oregon's next national committeeman. God bless you all. There's still so much work to be done, and I'm confident we will make Oregon and America great again. God bless you all.
I had this crazy dream.
Take care, folks. We'll see you next week. This is Maggie Rose and the Conquered Lantern. And God bless you all, and please have a safe rest of the week.
And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. This country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.